Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I could go through a million names of guys that were picked later in the draft that maybe at the time it was like, okay, they didn't really need a corner, but they drafted this safety corner from Louisiana Tech, and then L'Jarius Sneed becomes an all-pro. So I think far too often we, and this is including myself, can get so enthralled with round one and what do teams need to do, and they need a defensive tackle or they need a corner, when I do think in a vacuum or in a perfect world, literally just picking the best available player is actually the best way to go about it, because as we know, rosters change so quickly in today's NFL.
Works for me. Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports, on with us just earlier. 803-0550 for your draft takes. You know, I was thinking about wide receivers. Like, we got to the offseason and, well, the free agent list doesn't look very strong. It was the olds. It was Diggs and Keenan Allen, and Higgins didn't come free. You know, names like that. Palmer was one of the better gets, probably, among free agent wide receivers. I like Dyami Brown. He went to Jacksonville. I was reading quotes from the Jacksonville head coach talking about his wide receivers. And they traded Christian Kirk. They've got Brian Thomas from last year's draft, who was a monster.
Yep.
And they've got Brown. $10 million 1 year. Was that? Not nothing. No mention of Gabe Davis, you know, and I, for one thing, I just feel like that's kind of sad. Like Davis got to a point, not everybody, it's never everybody, but just, you know, based on my interactions and people calling in, fans had soured on Davis. Like they put him either next to Diggs or in the context of even the very best receivers in the league, just what he might cost. And he just sort of never met that threshold. Like, he wasn't going to be a good investment,
right?
It seems.
Second contract was not a good idea for him.
Yeah,
right.
And, like, it wasn't even really much of a debate, Davis. Like, he was just going.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's how I remember it. I mean, I felt very strongly about that, maybe even only 2 years into his career. It was like, I don't see it. You better find another guy. This is not a guy you want to extend, and you're going to need to replace him. And that did seem there was very little pushback on that, it seemed,
yeah,
as we went through the last 2 years of his career.
He could have been somebody the year before that the Bills had re-upped, like they do now with Bernard and Benford, not for like top money, but I wonder if they were ever inclined to do that. We never really heard much about that happening either. It just felt like the entire 2023 into 2024, they were going to let him walk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. So I don't know if he's gettable. I'm not proposing the Bills trade for him. Like, the contract is a problem. And, you know, I'm not suggesting that they should want to do that. But I hope his career just isn't over. You know, like, he was good.
Yeah.
And he's not old.
I don't think his career will be. I think the coach not mentioning him maybe doesn't feel great for him or people who really, really like him or his family and friends who I assume really, really like him and are rooting for him. But, you know, he's he's going to be their number three receiver, probably, right? I mean, he'll play, I think, there. They haven't moved on. So, you know, I think, but he is getting, you know, he's in the role that I think he was really built for. I never liked him even really as a two. You know, he he's Mac Hollins. They replaced Gabe Davis with Mac Hollins for what was that, $4 million or less? I mean, it was like nothing. And they got, you know, they didn't get 200 yards and four touchdowns in a playoff game like Davis gave you in Kansas City in the divisional round that one year. But
what game is this?
I don't remember how it ended. I was going to just leave it. You had to do that. I was not going to. All right. Anyway, I don't know. I it can happen that like he could get cut. Like someone could show up in camp and they could save some money and make a move, and he just sort of becomes a guy that bounces around. I suppose like that. That's, you know, that's not a horribly unlikely scenario, I suppose, for him. But he's never going to be the top of the, you know, he's never going to be somebody's idea of like, oh, we need to get that guy. I don't think. Especially now that Jacksonville kind of did that, and, you know, you're seeing the results.
Role player.
I thought it was really interesting. You know, I've had my fun sort of teasing this coach down there. Cohen seems like a little bit, there's a little bit of the Adam Gase oddball thing going on there with him. But I did read something from him where he just talked about how, oh, we're running our passing offense through Brian Thomas Jr., which is what you love to hear about a guy that showed up year one and was as good as that guy was. There's no like, oh, you know, spread it around. No, we're going to feed. Everybody eats.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're all feeding him. And like, yeah, everybody else will get theirs because teams will focus on him and it won't always go to him. But our passing game, our concepts are designed around getting him off, which I think sounds like a pretty good plan.
Yeah. I do too, I guess.
I might be overstating that a little, but it read very much to me like, oh yeah, no, we know who our guy is.
It's also part of why they got rid of Kirk, I would assume.
Yeah.
You know, thinking of what he might amount to production-wise and whether that's worth the money. He could be worth the money if you used him as a, like, 1B even. Maybe they had no plans to do that. So he goes to Houston. Talking about what the coach said there, Chris Greer in Miami. So I guess Jalen Ramsey, who they plan to try to trade, would be the fifth Dolphins team captain from last year that would be off the team. Like, maybe that's all of them. They have four other team captains who are gone. And Ramsey, I read, would make five. I've never been big on team captains, but that seems like a little bit significant.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the GM of the Dolphins, the brother of former Saber Mike Greer, by the way, was asked about like the leadership void.
Yeah, I saw this too.
And he mentioned Tyreek Hill, but not Tua.
Right.
How do you not just know to mention the quarterback in that every time in that question?
You just gave a massive contract extension.
How is he not a captain?
Right. I don't know. That was at best an oversight.
Yeah.
At worst, it's a window into what could be a troubling situation. Like, if they don't feel like he can lead their team, that's nowhere you want to be.
And that hasn't sort of come to the surface yet. I mean, he's been there for what, 5 or 6 years now? Like, that wouldn't have already been established. I don't think it's an oversight. I don't think it's like malintended or anything like that, but I just think, like, yeah, he's not a leader. Maybe maybe that's just the truth of it, is that the Dolphins just don't look at him that way. And does he have to be? It would be nice if your quarterback, you know, so much is riding on him, had that. I don't want to just make too much of an assumption here, but very weird for a quarterback not to be mentioned specifically about leadership.
Right. At the very least, teams go, they fall all over themselves to prop that part of a quarterback's reputation up, even if it's untrue. Like, you can be skeptical about it
right. And
like roll your eyes at it, but you also just sort of accept, like, okay, well, you know, he's their quarterback and they're paying him $50 million. So you go, of course, they're going to talk about him like that. To not even include him and mention Tyreek Hill, who quit, said he wanted to be traded. I mean, they walked all that back, but wow.
The Dolphin vibes are not great.
No, I'm trying to really get my head around what they are all about. Like, what are they doing? Are they backing up? Is this window closing? Because I don't know, like, what's happening with Ramsey? He didn't Greer say, like, I'm not sure why Ramsey wants to be traded or is on the trade block, but it sounds like it was Ramsey's idea. So okay, why? Like, does he think it's falling apart there or what? Like, what exactly is going on? Because
good question.
I don't like that player at the price he's at right now, is like, as a trade idea, as badly as the Bills need a number two corner. But if you're still in a window where you're winning or thinking about winning the division, the conference, the Super Bowl, I don't know about unloading him right now. Maybe they have a replacement loaded and not, who knows? It's a little like Diggs last year. Like, the age is right on the edge where you could go, okay, is the return here good? Like, the last chance we probably have to get something for him is right now. So maybe we better do it, and we'll just live with it. But I don't know. I mean, they already paid him a $4 million bonus for this coming season. So that you know, they're out that part of it. Like, that's going to hit them when they move him. And that's not insurmountable, but it does indicate a lack of foresight on the situation. So if you were of the mind that you were going to move this player, I think you would have done it before you had to give him $4 million.
I think it was Armando Salguero who had the clip of Greer talking about the leadership and Ramsey and that, if you wanted to look for it. 803-0550 as we talk more about the NFL draft 1 week from tomorrow night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.